When we think about people skills, what typically comes to mind are how to charm people or solve conflicts. But we can't effectively arrive at that stage without first changing the way that we view others. The thoughts and feelings we hold toward others dictate how we act toward them. This sounds obvious, but as with many aspects of people skills, it's something that we never bother to investigate or become more aware of. Whatever we feel and think tends to become our reality, whether it's just a biased perspective or we act in ways to make those thoughts come true. For instance, take the story of Clever Hans. Clever Hans was a horse that many believed could perform intellectual tasks, such as telling time and doing basic math, for example. During the early 1900s, the horse's owner, Wilhelm von Osten, made Hans somewhat of a celebrity by carting him around Germany and showcasing his talents to the public. The performance would go something like this. Osten would ask the horse to calculate the sum of 5 plus 3, and Clever Hans would tap his hoof 8 times. Of course, the crowd would go wild, and Osten would praise the horse for his superior intellect. Not everyone believed Clever Hans was so smart, though. After testing Hans under many different conditions, they discovered that he answered correctly only when he could see his prompter, and only when the prompter knew the answer to the question being asked. In other words, Hans couldn't add 2 plus 2, but when asked by someone who could, he would tap 4 times, provided he could see the questioner. The researchers further surmised that the questioners would change their body language and posture as the horse was tapping out the answer. This altered stance occurred in unconscious anticipation of Hans arriving at the correct answer. The questioner would change their stance again upon the arrival of the final tap, providing a visual cue for Hans to stop. The questioners hoped Hans would answer correctly, which caused them to behave as if he would, and so he did. Then, we also have what is known as the Pygmalion effect, named for the mythical Greek figure who fell in love with his own sculpture. It states that if you have an expectation and image in your head of who that person will be, that is exactly who they will become to you. The implication is that however you view someone, you'll treat them in a way that brings that behavior out of them. Good expectations will lead to good outcomes. Low expectations will similarly decrease performance. If you think someone is incredibly annoying, you will be standoffish toward them and generally act in a manner that is actually annoying in and of itself, motivating them to behave annoyingly. If you think well of someone, you will act toward them in a manner that encourages them to be better, and you will give them more chances. If you think poorly of someone, you will act in a manner toward them that will make them do worse, and you won't give them the benefit of the doubt. If you're apathetic toward people, you'll act in a way that makes them apathetic toward you, all the while calling each other boring. Our implicit or explicit beliefs influence our actions, which then influence others' beliefs about us, which then influence their actions toward us, and so on. We create the world we reside in through our expectations. If you were told someone was charming and fascinating, you would dig deeper into their background and discover what might be interesting about them. They would become that person to you because you gave them the opportunity and goodwill. You expected greatness, so you went out and found it, and of course, this entire process makes you more likable as well. Conversely, if you were told that same person was a boring dud, you may not even bother engaging them. Our assumptions and expectations dictate our actions and create self-fulfilling prophecies. Before you ever open your mouth, we have to banish the negativity we feel toward others and create positive expectations of people so they can rise up to meet them. This is easily the largest source of self-sabotage when it comes to people's skills. At the very least, we'll focus on giving people the benefit of the doubt and not assuming the worst. Hanlon's razor and assumptions. One of the first aspects of giving people the benefit of the doubt may seem silly, but it is more powerful than you think. Hanlon's razor originated in 1774 by Robert Hanlon as, "Never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by neglect." The most modern and widespread version is, "Never ascribe to malice that which is adequately explained by incompetence," and is often attributed to Napoleon Bonaparte, though author Robert Heinlein also has a strong claim to it. Making assumptions about someone's intentions and motivations based on their actions is, well, a rather large assumption that is wrong most of the time. The most likely cause for malice or any other negative intention is neglect or incompetence. There are simply fewer moving pieces, and thus it's easier for such a situation to occur. Approaching others in this way will create a gentler and more understanding presence when you stop taking things as personal offenses. In truth, it's far easier for a person to do something negative out of neglect or incompetence. To do something out of malice requires a whole lot more planning, intention, and motivation. We'll never know people's true intentions, but if you presume that people aren't always trying to undermine you, it has the power to massively improve your relationships. Suppose that you want a particular brand of cereal at the grocery store, yet someone 2 feet in front of you grabs the last box. You are certain they saw you, and yet they ignored your hand gestures and the fact that you were obviously zeroing in on the same box. They never even acknowledge you, turn around and walk out of the aisle. Later, you discover, while stalking them in the checkout lane, that they are actually borderline blind and couldn't possibly have seen you or your gestures. Cue feeling like a fool. You've just created anxiety and rage in a situation where it didn't need to exist. You could have kept your cool and let things roll off your back, but you didn't. Hanlon's razor forces you to take your offended ego out of a situation and analyze it with everyone's best intentions in mind. It forces you to ask, what are the innocent explanations for this harmful action? People are oblivious and thoughtless at times, including you, but it usually doesn't mean what you think it means. Most importantly, if you assume people don't hold any malice toward you, you're bound to view them in a more positive light. All it takes is to explore alternative possibilities to your assumptions and give people the benefit of the doubt in questioning your assumptions. One of the biggest reasons people's skills suffer is the absence of this process. People will make split-second judgments and assumptions about others from tiny actions and never think twice about how incorrect the basis for their conclusions might be. Just remember, the majority of people possess a degree of reasonableness. Reasonableness is the opposite of intentional spite or the sentiment that people are acting irrationally with no sane thoughts to guide them. There's always a reason people are behaving in a certain way. It's almost never related to you. If reasonableness is your starting point, you'll have far fewer arguments. If you assume that people base their arguments and form their opinions based on some sort of logic, then it follows that they must be relying on facts and information you are not aware of. Suppose you ask a friend to help wash your dishes, and they refuse emphatically. This appears to be incredibly rude and inconsiderate, but suppose your friend told you earlier that they have a large, open wound on their hand that's prone to infection. Suddenly, what appears to be malicious is actually done from a point of logic and hygiene. There are a few assumptions that are particularly harmful when left unchecked and can have a profoundly negative impact on your social interactions. Faulty assumption number one: all parties understand what is being talked about. Are you even talking about the same thing? Or is there a fundamental disconnect that explains why there are such differences of opinion? Is there unnecessary confusion that has led to tension or conflict? Don't be afraid to stop completely and make sure everyone is on the same page. Too often, people are so focused on speaking at each other that they don't come to a mutual understanding. Faulty assumption number two: we already know the other person's view and opinions of the situation. Often, we think we know where someone is coming from and why they think that way. We are essentially filling in the blanks on how someone came to a particular conclusion or action. But how can you ever hope to be accurate? Unless you explicitly ask, there's no way to know for certain how someone feels about something and the reasoning that led them there. We lack the ability to read other people's minds, yet we can sometimes be so convinced about why someone is trying to insult or damage us. Ask for other people's views and opinions, and don't interrupt them. Faulty assumption number 3, we are right and they are wrong. When you come to a situation with this assumption, there's no way it's going to end well or peacefully. This position on your part is the very opposite of giving someone the benefit of the doubt. You're completely invalidating their position and line of reasoning right off the bat and assuming moral and mental superiority. You go on the offensive and give them no choice but to assume the defensive. Of course, it's a faulty assumption that you're correct in a certain circumstance. But if you know deep down that you are, or can prove it directly with evidence, at the very least, you don't have to be obnoxious and tactless about it. A better assumption to replace this is that you have your merits, but so do others. Faulty assumption number 4, everyone has the same set of facts. This is similar to faulty assumption number 1, except it assumes that if everyone were to have all the facts, the same conclusion would be drawn by all. It's an assumption that everyone has the same logic and makes the same mental leaps you do. Perhaps, yes, if everyone had access to the same set of information or background as you do, they would come to the same conclusion. Others just might be missing the key factors that make your argument your argument. But information and learning are not equal, and it's rare that you overlap exactly with someone else's knowledge. This is naturally going to lead to misunderstandings and conflict. A final damaging assumption, similar to Hanlon's razor, is the assumption that any or all matters are personal. Just because something negative was said or proposed doesn't mean that it's a slight against you or that there is a negative judgment about you. You can be a smart person and do something witless. It doesn't make you any less smart. If you hold any of these assumptions, you yourself are not being reasonable and make it so people are either stupid, unreasonable, or backward. Learn to quell damaging assumptions and your people skills will increase dramatically because you realize that most other people are just like you. The better approach is to focus more on being curious and interested in what the other person knows and what facts have led them to their conclusion. This way, the conversation is not reduced to a simple matter of black and white. Instead, you open yourself up to learning new facts that might change your opinion or strengthen your opinion of the other person. Clearly, you can see how this might contribute to your people skills. This has been Improve Your People Skills: How to Connect with Anyone, Communicate Effectively, Develop Deep Relationships, and Become a People Person. Written by Patrick King, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Patrick King. Production copyright by Patrick King.